Prophetess Olivia.
I was speaking on mute. Forgive me. Prophetic prayer declarations. We decree and declare this is the day the Lord has made. We decree and declare we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass us. We decree and declare divine connection. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Take us over right now, O Lord. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our family and our family lives. We decree and declare fruit bearing good works this day. We decree and declare in you we move, live, and have our being. We decree and declare right relations. Can you, moderator, can you please open the line so we can speak in our heavenly language?
Thank you.
Father God, we I thank you for this midnight call. I thank you for your goodness and mercy. I thank you, Lord, for Bishop and Pastor Jordan. I thank you for the proof, for giving them strength and for the vision that you put in their life. Thank you for them. Thank you for Zoe. Thank you for family. Thank you, Lord. In those pray with prayers, I lift them up to you, Lord. You know their names and you know their needs. Thank you, Father, for blessing them. Thank you for letting your will be done upon them. Thank you for touching them. Thank you for giving me my mother the peace that she so desired to have. Peace of mind, peace of soul, peace. Father, give her peace. Thank you for touching her mind. Thank you for bringing into remember everything and giving her memory back. Thank you for touching her eyes and healing her eyes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the elderly. Thank you for the children in the school. Thank you for good protection over them. Thank you for healing for those who are in need of healing and for those who are delivering their babies. Thank you for the giving them the strength and to be able to deliver without no problem. Thank you, Lord, for letting your will be done. Thank you, Lord, for the prophetic. Thank you for the prophets. Thank you for the government. Thank you for blessing them. Thank you for giving them wisdom and knowing how to run a country. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for putting those into government. Thank you, Lord, for the landlord. I thank you for blessing him and his family. Thank you, Lord, for the elderly. Thank you, Lord, for financial breakthrough. Thank you for death cancellation for those that you've spoken to. Thank you for financial breakthrough, healing. Thank you, Lord, for strength in the elderly physical body. Thank you for giving them the strength. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you, Father, for this day, God. We give you praise and we glorify you. We thank you for this space here, Father God. And we thank you for the Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan. Father God, we thank you for this space now, Father God, for this prayer conference line where your people can come together in prayer, Father God, to lift up their concerns and their needs, Father God, for we know that you hear our prayers, God. So tonight, we lift up all of those people that are on present on the conference call tonight. We lift them up, Father God. We lift their concerns to you, Father God, knowing that you answer prayer, Father God, knowing that the blessings of the Lord make us rich and they add no sorrow, Father God. And Lord, we just thank you for all that you do for your people, Father God. We thank you for your mercies, for they are new each and every day. Father God, we thank you for all of the prophets that are present here and those that are not. Father God, we thank you for the company of prophets, and we pray for them, Father God. We thank you for the sick and shut-in on tonight, Father God. We lift up every need to you, Father God, every concern, Father God, for we know that you are able to perfect that which concerns us, God. And we give you praise and we glorify you for that, Father God. I lift up my family tonight, Father God, those that are saved and those that are unsaved, Father God. I pray your deliverance, Father God, in every area, Father God. I pray that you will tear down family altars on tonight, Father God, and that you would give us, hallelujah, the power, Father God, to go forth and war in your kingdom, Father God. For this is the day that you have made, Father God, and every voice should lift up and be glad in it, Father God. And so tonight, God, I give you praise and I glorify you in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, I ask these things knowing, God, that you are able and knowing that you are capable, Father God, and knowing that you hear my prayers and you are now answered. And Father God, I just lift up, Father God, each family's concern on tonight, Father God. We continue, Father God, to glory in your majesty, Father God. We continue to glory in your holiness, Father God. And we come before you, Father God, humble, bowed down, Father God, knowing that you are able, Father God, and that you are willing, Father God, to answer each and every prayer, Father God. So we call it done tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. And Heavenly Father, we are just in awe of your goodness, of your love, of your grace and your mercy. Lord, tonight we lift up our voices in praise and in gratitude for all that you've done and continue to do in our lives. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you would continue to seek us each and every day. We thank you, Lord God, for molding us in your image. We thank you for breathing your spirit in us. We thank you, Lord God, for your provision that allows us to wake up and stand up and to move and to walk in victory according to your will for our lives, Lord God. Lord, I thank you for what is taking place in the atmosphere in this season. I thank you, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit continues to reign in our lives. I thank you, Lord God, that your love continues to push us forward, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the shepherds that you bring our way to guide us, Lord God, through the pastures of life, Lord God, in spite of our fears and our unknowns, Lord God. I thank you that you would continue to be the light in the alleyway for each and every one of us, Lord God. We lift up our voices today to say thank you. Thank you for our families, our communities, all the provision from our houses, our homes. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you would think so highly of us, that you would continue to give unto us. So Lord God, today we go on back to you and we say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that you would continue to rise us up and raise us as voices of you, as prophets, Lord God, in this space, Lord God. I pray that as you speak a word to us, that we can speak a word to others and be a light of hope. But we thank you that our lives will continue to be a reflection of you and the kingdom. I pray that each and every day, Lord God, that you would just continue to mold us, continue to mold us and allow us to walk in your light. I thank you for the increase in our finances, increase in our businesses, increase in our minds, Lord God. I thank you for the peace of mind, peace of heart. But I just pray that, Lord God, that as we live this life, Lord, that we would live our best life, Lord God, that we would live this kingdom life, Lord God, for there is nothing that we cannot ask for, Lord God, that you would not pour into us, Lord God. So I pray, Lord God, that the prophets, that those who are listening, that they would just walk in strength, walk in courage, knowing that, Lord God, that whatever they are seeking, that it will be granted to them, Lord God, that as we purify our hearts, Lord God, that we know that you would just continue to give unto us. So, Lord God, I pray that in everything that we do, that it glorifies your name. I pray for our children, Lord God, that they would grow up seeking you, that they would come to know you for themselves. And so today we thank you for the angels of protection and safety that guide us and follow us all the days of our lives, Lord God. I thank you for the men in our lives, our husbands, our fathers, Lord God, the men in our communities, Lord God. I pray that you would just raise them up, Lord God, that they would continue to break norms in this society, Lord God, and that you would continue to use them to lead us, Lord God. And I just pray, Lord God, that for each and every one of us, Lord God, as you expand our minds and our hearts, that we would delve deeper into your spirit, deeper into your will, that we would come to know you in ways that we've never known you before. This is the season, Lord God, that we would increase our faith in you, that our prayer life, Lord God, that you would move us into warrior stance, Lord God, that we would pray our way through each and everything. I thank you, Lord God, and I pray that you would just continue to feel our love as we get on this call each and every night to give you praise, glory, and honor. We thank you, we praise you, and we glorify your mighty, mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Father God, thank you, Lord, for this, Lord, new opportunity, God, again, to be with the saints here and pray this evening, Lord, into the new day. Lord, we thank you for this space, Lord, of practice, Lord. Lord, in this new season, Lord, we just thank you for an opportunity to practice in all areas of our lives. Father, we thank you for waking us up every morning, giving us a fresh start, Lord. Thank you for, Lord, every living member and those who have passed, for members, Lord, of the prophetic ministry, Lord. Let them all be in sweet space, Lord, of peace in this season, Lord. We thank you for the health that you give each and every person on this phone call, each and every person connected to this phone call, each and every family member connected to a family member on this phone call. Lord, we thank you for the health, Lord, that you have blessed us with. Lord, we thank you that, Lord, even as we may have a struggle here or there in our health, Father, that, Lord, that you give us the remedy to fix it, Lord, that we be able to do it with as many natural remedies as possible. Lord, we thank you for teachers like Bishop Womack, Lord. Continue to bless him and his family and his ministry, Father. We thank you for the information that you have exposed us to, Father. Lord, let us not just have it, but, Lord, let us use it, Lord. Continue to strengthen our discipline so that we can really get into all that you have given to us, Lord. We know that even though it is much as given, is a large responsibility to manage it all, Father. We just thank you for the grace to do so, Father. We thank you continuously, Lord, for the leadership that you have put in our midst, Lord. We thank you for Archbishop, even our Jordan, Pastor Deborah Jordan, Lord. We thank you for their lives, Lord. We thank you for their ministry and, Lord, what they have carried out on this earth, Lord. Bless them with long life, Lord, to continue to do the works of your hands, Father. And, Lord, we just continue to go further and further, Lord, into the space of excellence, Father. Lord, Lord, we command and declare the space of excellence be over every part of our lives, Father. Our homes, Father, we thank you for excellence in our homes. Our work and our career, Father, Lord, we thank you for excellence in our work and our career, Lord. And our families, Father, we thank you for excellence in our families, Father. We just thank you for holding up that definition of excellence, Lord. Not just perfection, Lord, but a space of righteousness, a space of wholeness and integrity, Father. Lord, let not one lesson that we've ever learned in this area of transformation and integrity and love for ourselves and love for our families, Lord, and our friends fall on deaf ear, Father. Lord, let these missions and these lessons that have been embarked upon by all of us of Zoe Ministries and the broader prophetic community, Father, Lord, we thank you for, Lord, continue to keep them deep in our lives, Lord, and keep deep in our hearts so that we can pass on this work of transformation, Lord, to others, Lord, for just a coming back, Lord, a coming back to the kingdom of God, Lord, a reconnection. We thank you for a mass reconnection with the kingdom of God, Lord, and your son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for all these things. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Glory be to God. Even so, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we give you thanks. And we give you praise, the queen, the clean, my God, that this is the day, Lord, that you have made. And we will rejoice and be glad. We thank you, Father, that your word declared it, and not always to pray, not to faint. But we have thanked you, Father, even, Lord, in this setting, my God, that we can come to in oneness of agreement, knowing that, Father, we are one with you and with the Father and with your blessed Holy Spirit. And we thank you for leading us and guiding us with your Holy Spirit, my God, that you're touching us. My God, you're healing, you're restoring, my God, you're building up, my God, the lives of your people in miraculous way, Father, in supernatural ways. Father, we thank you that your hands are still outstretched, still embracing, my God, even others, my God, you're drawn unto yourself by your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your anointing that is released afresh, my God. Father, a fresh anointing, a fresh revelation. Help us see from your throne of grace. And we thank you, Father, for the spirit of intimacy that you created among us, my God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you, Father, for Archbishop Eburna Jordan, Pastor and Prophetess, leading lady, Prophetess and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father, that you're touching, that you're strengthening, Father, that you're holding with your strong and mighty right hand. We decree and declare, my God, let God arise and let all the enemies be scattered far, east, west, north, and south. We thank you, Father, for touching the families, my God, even Prophet Joshua Jordan and Prophet Jessica Jordan, my God, in their quest, my God, to press on forward, my God, in you, Father, because of you, Lord, we live and move and have a being. So, Father, we thank you for renewed strength, my God, because, Father, you call the young because they're strong, they're able to retain your word, Father. And we thank you for your rhema word that will flow through their lives. In the name of Jesus, remember, my God, prophetess and Mother Mary Jordan, prophetess and Mother Mary Barron, Father, that you're touching, that you're rejuvenating their lives and raising them up, even the mothers in the house, my God, you're touching them all and releasing your anointing, my God, to fulfill that motherhood, my God, and the mother care that you will establish within their hearts, within their lives. In the name of Jesus, we thank for the elders, my God, and all the departments. We lift them all before you even now, that, Father, you will move in miraculous way. Even, my God, to the preparing of prophecology, my God, the birthing house and the lettering, my God, a continuation of the lingering of your anointing, the lingering of your Holy Spirit, the lingering of that glory cloud, my God, that will fill the house and that will fill, my God, every equation, my God, of our homes. In the name of Jesus, touch your life, if you let the healing virtue flow in a supernatural way, because healing is the children's bread. Touch, heal, deliver, set free, my God, bring the divine restoration, because you are still the restorer of which, my God, because we know, Father, in your kingdom, my God, everything is established in righteousness, in truth, and in justice. And we thank you, Father, for the comfort you're bringing to the lives of your people. Be glorified tonight, we pray now. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen and amen.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now as you give us another opportunity to come in the midst of your saints, to come at the top hour of the day, in the midnight hour, to pray before you. Father, we lift up every individual that is on this line. We lift up every single family that is represented. Father, first of all, we lift up our spiritual parents. We lift up Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan. We lift up Pastor Deborah Jordan family in the name of Jesus. Cover them with the blood of the Lord Jesus. And Lord, safety and protection for whenever they travel here and there, oh God, that they may stay focused on your divine purpose and will. Thank you for the yes, Lord God, that they said unto you, Father, for they are able to bring many, many, many others unto the kingdom, O God, and to teach them your ways, O God. Father, bless each and every member of the family, for it is the legacy that they are building up right now, Father, that the ministry of Zoe Ministries will continue onward, Father, as they seek to multiply the spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ through Master Prophet to many generations throughout global, throughout every part of the world, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up every faith and every aspect of Zoe Ministries. Father, that everyone will step up to the next level. Father, that we all in the body of Christ will step up for preparing ourselves for what you have in store for us to do next, O God. Father, that we may all grow unto the full stature of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we lift up every individual that is in need of prayer. We lift up every prayer request. We lift up every individual, oh God, that is on the prayer list, oh God. We lift up every situation and every circumstances, Father, that is brought before you in the mighty name of Jesus, that your purpose and your will be done, Lord, that healing will take forth. Lord, that even the court situation in our home, Father, grant favor unto us, we pray in the name of Jesus, that every individual that experienced breakthrough, financial breakthrough, spiritual breakthrough, healing, body, soul, and spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we lift up the government before you, Lord God, that they will seek out for peace, that they will seek out for righteousness and judgment and the wisdom that you want to impart unto them, that they will be open unto that, Father. Father, we pray for every family, for every child, for every student. Lord, we lift up the education system right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up, Lord, safety and protection for our country and our nation, O God. Father, we glorify you for what you are doing in the midst, O God. Father, we lift up even protection of our country from within and without the enemies, O God. Anything that will try to destroy our country and our nation, Lord God, we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. And may the fire of the Holy Ghost just burn and destroy anything and everything that would come against this nation in every way, form, or fashion. Father, bless your people. Bless the leaders in the body of Christ. Bless the leaders in the kingdom of God, Father, for they are the ones that will come and teach your people and lead them and guide them in your ways, O God. and be role models for your people. Father, we lift them up before you, that they will continue to be in your presence, that they will continue to be strong in you, Father, that they will maintain the integrity and the stature that represents you, oh God. Father, we bless you right now. We give you the praise, the glory, the honor, and the thanks for all things that you are doing. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.
Father God, I just thank you that you said you would never leave or forsake us. I thank you for creating me, original and unique. I thank you for all you do in my life. I thank you, Father God, for using me as an open vessel to pray for your people worldwide. I thank you for our spiritual leaders, Archbishop Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan, and our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan. I thank you for their legacies they create right now for their families. Give them the strength to continue globalizing the prophetic worldwide. Thank you, Father God, for all families represented on this call to build their legacies right now, their families worldwide. Thank you, Father God, for all the matriarchs of their families. I thank you, Father God, for teaching the women and the families how to become one as well. I thank you for the men who trust in you and trust in your instructions, Father God, in raising their families as they teach their children who you are. Thank you for the obedience of the children worldwide. Protect the mothers and the children with a hedge of protection. Expose the people who are in Libya with the human trafficking. Every area you know, Father God, worldwide. Thank you for all the people who are seeking and finding you, Father God. May they repent from their sins for them to come into maturity wholeheartedly, sanctifying themselves as they continue to trust in you with their whole heart. Lean not on their own understanding, but acknowledge you and as you direct their path. Thank you, Father God, for clarity, that we don't mistake delays for destiny, that delays are not denials. Thank you for your timing because it's perfect. Thank you for the process. Thank you for healing us from all things, Father God. And I thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, for healing everyone that's on a prayer request list. And I give you all the honor, praise, and glory in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Father God, Lord, we thank you, God, for everyone that's on this call. We thank you, God, for Archbishop, Master Prophet, and Pastor Deborah Jordan for their vision for globalizing the prophetic. Lord, we thank you, God, for the soldiers hearing the clarion call and coming into attention and being obedient. Father God, we thank you for Bishop Roy Brown, Pilgrim Church, and his wife, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for everything that you're doing in his life. We ask you, God, to touch him from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. Let your healing virtue flow through him, oh God. Father God, we thank you, God, for the great work that he is doing as well, Father God. Lord, we pray, God, for those that are connected to Pilgrim Church and those that are ministers and archbishops and pastors and prophets and prophetesses connected to Zoe Ministries as well, Father God. Lord, we pray, God, that you will strengthen us and cause us to be able to represent God in like never before, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we pray, God, for unity, God. We pray for peace, God. We pray for every family that's represented on this line, God. Lord, we pray, God, that you would save our unsaved loved ones, God. Lord, we pray, God, that you would move even in court cases, God. Father God, we pray, God, that you would bring financial blessings, oh God, unto us, oh God. Lord, as we continue to pay our tithes and offerings and give as we are asked to give, God. Lord, thank you for helping us to stand, God. Lord, we thank you that no sickness or disease can dwell in our body, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for being made whole in you, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for everything that you're doing in each and every one of our lives. And Lord, we thank you, God, for answering the call, God, and being obedient unto you, God. And we thank you for everything that you're doing in each and every one of us, God. We pray, God, that you'll bless the youth, God, and the ministers, God, that everyone that's in their prospective places, oh God, to strengthen them, oh God, and continue to give them the vision to be as one, God, and to push the man or woman of God. Lord, we thank you, God, that when we push their vision, God, that you will be a blessing unto the ministries that we have on the inside of us. And Lord, we thank you, God, for all the ministers that are represented all over the world, God. And we pray, God, that you will strengthen them in Jesus' name. Amen.
And I touch and agree with every utterance that went forth for healing in Jesus' name. Amen. Prophetess Darlene.
In the name of Jesus, Father, we, the blood of Jesus, cover and seal this prayer. We reroute every attack and every counter attack of the enemy, every attack against our physical bodies, our strength, our minds, body, and souls, and our families, and everything that concerns us. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Prophetess Olivia, the announcements, please.
Live conference call scheduled, 9 a.m. conference call. Join a Master Prophet Monday through Saturday. Pop Life Radio, Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 8 p.m. conference call. Join Prophet Joshua Jordan and the Company of Prophets Monday through Friday. All conference calls, the number is 515-604-9266. And you can join us right back here at 12 noon with our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan, and accompanying prophets tonight and every night, 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for 30 minutes of electrifying prayer. And this call has been a blessing to you. Please text to give your donation. Please text to give and type in the word donate at 646-762-0433. That's 646-762-0433 to text your seed. And if you have any prayer requests, you can email Pastor Deborah Jordan at www.pastordeborahjordan.com, www.pastordeborahjordan.com. Could it be what you are seeking is seeking you? Join the Poem Seekers call. The conference call number is 641-715-3631. That's 641-715-3631. And the access code is 533-404 in the pound. 533-404 in the pound. And the calls are Tuesday and Fridays at 9 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we have the Book of the Month Club number 4. So you can call the customer care number and speak to the moderator and let them know that you want to enroll in the Book of the Month 4. And the customer care number is 888-831-0434. That's 888-831-0434. Prophetess Darlene Gray.
Amen. Bless you and thank you for those announcements. People of God, we bless you in the name of the Lord. Thank you for your stand and your faithfulness. And prophets, amen. I am just so grateful for you all on tonight. Amen. I know Bishop and Pastor's heart is full having such a powerful lineup. Amen. Bless you for being a yes and being a stand for the people of God. And you will find that as you stand for the people of God, God will stand and fight for you. God bless you is our prayer. Have a wonderful Saturday. Peace.